It's Tuesday, the 25th of November, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. With just a little over 12 hours before polls open, the Electoral Commission of Namibia says it is fully prepared for Wednesday's regional councils and local authority elections. Speaking ahead of the vote, ECN spokesperson David Siluka said all polling teams have been deployed nationwide. Siluka also shared that no major challenges were reported during special voting, which took place on Monday.
As we are all aware that we are now in the critical process and critical times ahead of the elections, with only a few hours left to the conduct of the poll, the Commission has deployed all the teams to all various polling stations across the country. So in terms of readiness, as the Commission, we can assure the nation that we are very much ready for the conduct of polls tomorrow. Our polling stations will be open at 7 o'clock in the morning, and we want to urge the public to ensure that they turn up in numbers, especially in the early hours, so that they can cast their votes.
Namibia launched the 16 Days of Activism campaign to end gender-based violence against women and the girl child, launched by the executive director in the office of the Prime Minister, Gladys Pickering. The campaign addresses the need to strengthen protection, support survivors, and step up nationwide efforts to prevent GBV.
The theme for the campaign this year is Unite to End Digital Violence Against All Women and Girls. According to the World Health Organization, at least one out of every three women across the world suffers violence at some point in their life. It is time that we stand up against this violation of the rights of women and girls. I implore all women and girls to start knowing your rights. Know your rights and be assertive about your rights. You have the right to dignity. Know how to be assertive about your rights and know the dangers and also the benefits of AI in this digital world.
In an update from Sudan now, where the head of the Rapid Support Forces has announced that his paramilitaries would immediately enter into a three-month humanitarian truce. Leslie Adler and Khalid Abdelaziz from Reuters filed this report.
The head of Sudan's Rapid Support Forces, General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, said on Monday that his fighters will enter a three-month humanitarian truce in their war with the Sudanese army. The announcement, which appeared to announce a unilateral ceasefire, came after U.S. President Donald Trump last week pledged to intervene to end the conflict that has plunged Sudan into famine.
We hope the Quad countries will play their role in pushing the other side to engage with this step and with international efforts aiming to achieve the interests of the Sudanese people.
Earlier this month, the U.S., the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia, known as the Quad, proposed a truce followed by peace talks.
The agriculture organization TLUSA says farmers are preparing for another season of above average rainfall, with the weather service forecasting wetter conditions in the northeast, while parts of Mpumalanga and Limpopo may see below normal rainfall. TLUSA's Benny Fansale.
In general, good rains are a bigger advantage than a disadvantage for farmers. Of course, hail damage, washaways, and water logging of crops will mean losses for the farms that suffer under it. Farmers' attitude towards climatic aspects is very realistic and has taught them to be highly adaptable. A too wet crisis is normally much better than a too dry crisis.
And finally, Swedish activist Greta Thunberg has been banned from Venice after dyeing water in the Grand Canal green in protest of COP30. Footage shows several canals, rivers, lakes and fountains across 10 different Italian cities all colored a vibrant green as part of the Stop Ecocide protest. Thunberg was issued with a fine worth $3,000 and a 48-hour ban on entering Venice. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.